front stuff and then proceed. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the March 19th meeting of the Portland City Council. Let me start with a statement here that we need to read before we begin, and then we'll call the roll. First, good morning and welcome, everyone. I just want to have some understanding about the ground rules of the chamber for anyone that may need those. First, when you come up to speak, please just state your name. You don't need to give your address. If you're a lobbyist, please declare what organization you're lobbying for. Everyone gets 3 minutes to speak unless there's some arrangement otherwise. You can please focus your testimony on the item at hand. So if you come up to speak on a particular item, it ought to be relevant. Your testimony ought to be relevant to that item. So that everyone's welcome, we ask that the audience be courteous and respectful. We don't allow interruptions while someone is speaking. This includes clapping or booing or other demonstrations like that. If you agree with somebody, raise your hand. Please do. Disruptive behavior will not be tolerated, and someone who is disrupted will be warned and then asked to leave. If you have any handouts, please give them to Carla, our clerk, and she'll distribute them. And again, thank you all for joining us today. So would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Here. All right, communication items, number 244 first.
Request of Trillium M. Shannon to address council regarding right to dream 2 and plight of houseless in Portland.
Good morning, Trillium. Welcome.
Good morning. My name's Trillium Shannon. I'm on the board of Right to Dream 2, and I'm kind of at a loss for words today. That doesn't happen to me too often. I wonder if you'll all join me in a moment of silence for the people we've lost to houselessness, to the streets this year. That moment of silence is not long enough to carry the grief that we feel as a community when we lose people unneedingly. We are losing people every day on the streets. People are sleeping in dumpsters, getting crushed in dumpsters. I understand the young man who got crushed recently, he survived that. We're losing people because they don't have adequate health care. We're losing people because they don't have housing. So as much as what Right to Dream 2 does, I'm so proud of the people I work with. I have the privilege of working with people who, as volunteers, who are trying to get their own lives together, provide a safe place for people to sleep day and night. They respond to emergencies. They give people caring, compassionate love that they need, hugs and, you know, just the basic human compassion. They see them. They don't look at each other the way that many people look at them, as invisible. You know, don't look at them, in fact. Pretend they're not there. Step over them. Think of them as a sort of problem, a problem for business. And that's what I'm really upset about, is because I believe that if we lived in a city that really believed in people over profit, we would be much further ahead than we are now. And, you know, I look at all of you, and I know that some of you have done some really amazing work and trying to address this, but there's a big gap in understanding the reality of what people are living out there. And one of the things is affordable housing. You know, when I read about affordable housing in the paper and I see things like the median income, and it just is, to me, an astronomical amount of money. I can't even imagine having that amount of money, the median income to spend. And then I look at the ads for housing. I'm on Craigslist trolling through looking for housing for people who make $733 a month on disability, can't see, can hardly walk, are trying to get into treatment, can't get into treatment, there's no room, there's no beds, they get turned away, are dealing with all these obstacles. And I go, you know, I can't afford these apartments that are out there. So really, really makes me upset to think that Old Town, Chinatown is being targeted for $1,500 a month studio apartments. You know, I really am concerned about this turn away from affordable housing. I'm sorry it took a little bit longer, but you know, I do think it's important for all of you to take a moment and think about and honor the humans who have passed, because we are failing, and we want to help you not to fail. And I think there's a lot of people in this city who do, and I believe that deep down most of you want to do that too. So please, let's try a little harder and look inside and really reflect on how we can be more compassionate people.
Thanks for what you're doing. Hey, by the way, are you getting the information and support you need for signing people up for the Affordable Care Act?
I think Amber would be better to speak to that. I'm not really sure if that's okay. Happening.
All right, thanks.
245, request of Amber Dunks to address council regarding houseless issues.
Amber here this morning? Yes. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. And that's not really what my speech is about, but yeah, there's a thing at Sisters every Wednesday morning to sign people up for the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, good.
I was asked to speak about what happened last Thursday. The first thing I want to say is I want to thank everybody who responded for the care and compassion that they made and the compassionate choices that they made, because it could have been so much harder. We have a community that's just ripped apart and grieving right now because we lost a big, big part of our community. And then I wanted to speak about Emma, the lady that we lost. Emma, to me, embodied what we as Dreamers try to instill in our community. She was kind, compassionate, always ready to help. She, even on the days when she was having her own problems, she was always ready to try to cheer somebody up. I never heard her speak a bad word about anybody. And she's going to be dearly, dearly missed. She never went through the membership process at Right to Dream 2, but she was definitely a dreamer at heart. And what I wanted to impress upon the people at City Council today, the commissioners and everybody here, is, you know, everything that she gave doesn't cost money. It doesn't cost anything to give, to say a kind word to somebody or ask them how their day is doing, regardless of their social status. And I think everybody in this chamber, myself included, should strive to be more like Emma. And I wanted to bring her story here because I think, you know, it's important that the people that we've lost don't get looked at as just some homeless person. They need to be looked at for who they are, and we need to try to see the good in everybody. And I would really hope that everybody in this chamber will go out there and try to make somebody's day a little bit brighter and just try to carry those values with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
246, request of Brad Gibson to address council regarding sweeps and R2-D2.
Morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Okay, Prosper Portland is sit-lie and sundown laws all rolled back into one. Now, sit-lie was deemed unconstitutional in June of 2009, Article 11, Section 2. And you keep trying to shift the language around where it's sidewalk management all over again. Okay, homeless is not a crime. Okay, and criminalization seems to be the pinnacle treatment for homelessness. Now, you yourself, Mayor, endorsed the Salt Lake model as far as housing first. Got to make that switch. Okay, people in trauma, they cost a lot of money. You know, it's emergency rooms, everything else. I know R2-D2 is is what, you know, where I come from. It's where I'm living now. But we are not, this is something to do in the interim, but we still believe in the Housing First model, and I wish we could make that into an effect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
247, request of Tim Helzer to address council regarding Port of Portland's application for annexation of West Hayden Island.
Helzer, you here? Okay, guess we'll wait for him to come back.
248, request of Jeff Giesler to address council regarding Port of Portland's application for annexation of West Hayden Island.
Giesler? Okay, then let's move on to...
Mayor?
Yes, please.
Can I just make an observation? We're starting to hear from people in our office that the current calendar for public appearances during communications is booked for a very long time. And this is the second week in a row where at least two people who signed up have been unable to come. And I just want to flag this because this is a very important part of our agenda to hear from the public. And it may be that we need to revisit this and just figure out, do we have enough slots? Are we confirming people's availability? Are there other people in the queue? Carla does a wonderful job, but I fear that the system may be buckling. And I just want to flag this as something we want to think about. We'd like to have at least five people every council meeting.
Right, right.
Sometimes people have life issues that get in the way, but perhaps there's a way to also ensure that we have backups so that people who are on that wait list who want to come to talk to us about current issues have that chance. So I just
okay.
want to observe
yeah, let's
that.
Look at that. I'll spend some time with Carla about that, see what we can do to tune it so that we try to get five people here who are ready to speak. Yeah, I like your point. Thank you.
I think to add to that, though, I appreciate knowing in advance what the topics are.
Yeah.
Because if they're connected with my bureaus, I'd like to have somebody here ready to give me answers, give the constituent answers. So there needs to be a balance in making sure that we have opportunities for people to speak, as well as making sure that people in the public know what the topics are ahead of time, and also that the relevant staff are available.
Yeah, it might be more a matter of confirmation than a queue, but let's talk about that offline. Good points. Thank you. Let's take the consent calendar. I don't think there have been any requests to pull anything from consent.
Two items pulled, 267 and 268.
267 and 268.
And I'd like to pull 269.
Oh, I'm sorry. There we go. I see 267 and 268 were already noted here, and I just missed it. And you want to pull 269? Okay. Any others? Okay, then let's take a vote on the balance of the consent calendar minus those three items.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, then let's take time certain. Let's take the first two together, 249.